This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't think we're being thankful enough. No, I'm not talking about you, my audience. I'm talking about us, my team. I don't think we're being thankful enough. I'm thankful for you guys. No, really, I am. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm thankful for you guys. I know I'm laughing as I say it. And the reason why I'm laughing as I say it, because I know you don't believe me. And I knew you wouldn't believe me when I said it. And that's what got me to laughing. But seriously, I could not do this without you. Well, actually I could, but that's beside the point. How about this? Let's do it this way. I wouldn't want to do it without you. You really keep me company, and you do a pretty good job at times. And I know we're not doing the show we always want to do, but I'm still thankful. I'm thankful for my producers. I'm thankful for you, the people that listen to this program and spread it. I'm being honest. I truly am. Here's the thing. We talk about this as we move closer to Christmas and all this, but we should be thanking each other more. I'm going to make it a point for the rest of this year. That's not fair. I'm going to make it a point. All next year, I will thank you guys. By the way, I think we did a pretty good job. I believe we answered, I'm going to say 99%. Of every message we got. And the reason why I'm going to say 99% is because when you're in the social media, you don't always get the messages. I know people think, Kevin, I sent you a tweet, a direct message. I sent you a message on Facebook. I swear to you. I responded to a message one time. It was 2 years. It didn't show up for 2 years. And I apologized. I was like, holy, it was like a whole treasure trove of messages that I didn't even know where they were. And I just started responding to people. And nobody got mad. They were, oh, man, I know you're busy. No, I'm not. I'm not that busy to not respond to somebody in 2 years. So anyway, I responded to all of them. Got some friends out of that. I like that. So thank you, guys. We have so much to be thankful for. Let's forget Thanksgiving. I'm talking about we have a reason to be thanking the good Lord. This is well, we are well past Thanksgiving. And I'm saying we have more to be joyous about. Oh, Kevin, we lost. You're not going to rate on my parade. You couldn't tell me anything negative. Kevin, you're going to be married to what's her name? Maxine Waters. So, see, you can't get to me. Bring in my beloved. You almost got to me there. You almost got to me. Almost got to myself. Oh, man, we have so much to be thankful for. I'm thinking, look at what's happening in France. Macron is in turmoil. Paris is in turmoil. We tried to warn him. It's in turmoil. Robert Mueller do you think he's going to have a good Christmas? Do you think he's going to have a great holiday season? Do you believe he's looking forward to the year 2019? Be honest. Be honest. I don't think so. What about the Clintons? You think they're all excited? I don't think so. Anybody think Macron? French President Emmanuel Macron? You think he's excited about 2019? What about Angela Merkel? What about Trudeau? What about Britain? Is there anybody? I'm just asking you, where do you think the excitement is? You think the excitement is with all these leftists that have watched the world around them get destroyed? If they're doing, and then Donald Trump comes along, and by the way, my happiness isn't based on Trump. I'm just using him as an example. He comes along, he brings sanity back. Sanity. That's all it is. This is no mystical, magical, anything special. All Donald Trump did was issue back sanity into the world. He said, you should protect your borders. You should feel good about who you are. I was thinking about what was it, a race or something? Maybe it was a dream, because, you know, sometimes reality gets mixed up with that stuff. But it was something like, I couldn't imagine parents not cheering for their own kids and things like this. But it was bigger than that. Maybe it was a daydream, because I remember I was driving when this thought hit me. And I was just thinking, who doesn't root for their own team? For example, when my son was in a school one time, they were having like a drive, and they were going to sell some, I don't know, some big old, like a pastry. And every school in the neighborhood was selling the same pastry. And these little kids would come, every kid, hey, will you sign up to buy? And I was like, okay, I'll sign up and buy one. And it was time for my son. I said, okay, you're going to go get two from everybody. You know, you got to outdo them. You know, our school, we had school spirit, but ours was late. We were like 2 days late. No, it ain't because it was a black school. But we were 2 days late in getting all the stuff out. So all these kids had already hit up all the houses. And I said, don't worry about it. I said, you have to, when you go by, you say, yeah, well, my dad bought your from your daughter or your son. Because he knew all the kids in the neighborhood. He was like, go get them. Go get them, champ. Go be somebody. Came back, he sold a bunch of those things. So all I'm saying is we all have our pride. But I want to go back to being thankful because I'm getting off track. Thank you for the heads up. Producers will be like, hey, you're getting off track. That we got a sign for Kevin, you're getting off track. They use it all the time. I usually ignore it, like right now. Anyway, there's so much to be thankful for, and I'm not joking about this in any flippant way. I don't mean it just because of political stuff. I mean it because of the things in your life that are going right, and it's not a Thanksgiving. Let's be happy that things are going right. It is a be thankful for your life. Be thankful that I'll even tell you that social media exists and you can find friends. I had a dinner. I don't know, it's been about 3 weeks ago, with a guy I'd never met. But I want to explain just how good this guy is. He says, hey, Kevin, I want to send you a book. I said, I'll be honest, man, I'm not going to have time to read it. He says, that's okay. He says, by the way, I live in Florida. If you're ever down in Fort Lauderdale, look me up. I have a house. It's on the market for $7 million. He goes, you can stay there if you need to. He says, here it is. Google it. So I Googled it. I had my friends go rob it. No, I'm kidding. But I was like, hey, are you serious? He goes, yeah, man. Excuse me, he goes, yeah, if you get down here, you should definitely come do it. But anyway, long story short, he had a piece of property where I lived, and he came up, said, are you available for dinner? Yeah, man, I'd love to come out, hang out with you. And I did. And I'm just saying, I'm thankful that we have that type of interaction now. We can do these types of things. So anyway, we got a lot to be thankful for. Trump and Macron, speaking of Paris, and is he going to be thankful? We got that to talk about. And then I want to talk about next hour, because I'm going to cover a lot of Trump and Macron this hour, because there's a lot to be talked about. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've got some hot cultural topics, starting with the growing problems posed by people pretending that their pets are service animals. In New York tonight, we welcome Fox News contributor Raymond Arroyo. You're not here, Arroyo, so it's not the same mojo.
No. We brought the follies to Broadway.
First of all, I have to say, you're not an animal person. So you should be opted out of this segment. You don't like animals, not even your own dog, Maddie.
I had an emotional support animal next to me on a Southwest flight. It literally, yes. I'm not lying, it was chewing on my shoe. So I have a little grievance against these animals.
Oh, fine. All right.
They are the numbers of these emotional support animals have gone through the roof, Laura. From 481,000 2 years ago to 751,000 animals. Now, the reason people try to pass them off as emotional support animals is because they fly free, okay? All you have to do is alert the airline and present a paper from a medical professional showing that you need your emotional support animal. Now, the airlines are reacting because they've been mauling people on the planes. They leave droppings here and there, which contaminate
the
plane.
That's some of the passengers. I've seen some of these passengers lately. They show up in their pajamas for flight.
Well, they have to fly, but not so with the animals. Read that statement from the airlines.
All right.
They
know. Here's the American Airlines. Here's the American Airlines for America lobby group. Airlines have experienced a surge in passengers bringing animals on board that haven't been appropriately trained as service animals. This has resulted in our crew members and passengers being bitten and subject to other offensive and injurious behavior. Oh, they need to lighten up. I'd rather be sitting next to most dogs than, you know,
Laura,
the other people.
This woman tried to get a peacock on a Southwest airline, and
well,
she was denied.
Well, peacocks need to fly. That's an anti-NBC bias that you have.
I've got one to top you. My friend Walter today said, look up an old Wall Street Journal article. We did.
Yeah.
I'm just going to read this, and then I have some video for you.
Yeah.
This man brought a miniature horse onto the plane. This was the article. Pox was traveling with a miniature service horse in C-3A. Horse had a bowel movement on the carpet of the bulkhead.
Emotional support animals. So we live in a time where everybody needs emotional support for everything. I mean, if you mess up a test, there's a cry closet, you know, for you. There are people, you know, in the time, like, and look, I get it. If there's a shooting at your school, you need some support. I can't imagine if there was a shooting at my school when I was growing up, they would have given us emotional support. It just would have been like, hey, something crazy happened. Deal with it. That's how life is. Now, look, I know there are support mechanisms for us, and we should take advantage of them. When my mother died, I didn't get any support, emotional support, and I will tell you, it impacted me. Who's me? Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com. I am the host of this here program. You can actually reach out to us at kjradio.com or you can give us a call at 844-551-8255. Emotional support animals. My animal comforts me, but I wouldn't want him on a plane. He's a pit bull, pound pup safe, and he is as feisty and just crazy, crazy, crazy. In fact, my dog is so crazy, he has me looking at cats. Because cats, you know, I'm not a cat guy, but I do like the idea that, you know, when you come home, your cat will come in, he'll greet you, he'll hump his back up, he'll rub into you, and then he's like, okay, we've seen each other, go away, you go your way, I'll go mine. It's a little bit of emotional support needed. Dogs are just, I mean, he's all over the place. And sometimes it can get annoying. And my dog loves to lick. He licks everything. There is nothing you can touch that's within, you know, like lick distance of him that he hasn't licked. Couch, floor, rug, TV, table, you name it, he's gone up to lick it. And it drives me crazy, but it is. That's who he is. But so he gives me no emotional support. He kind of makes me frantic, and that's why I have to, like, okay, get away, buddy. Get away. You're too much right now. You know? Like that irritating mate you had at some point in your life where you're like, okay, I like the attention, but there can be too much attention. Stalker! You stalker! But these emotional support animals, 481,000, now it's 751,000. I don't remember the last time I flew on a flight where somebody didn't bring their pet. I can't. I remember when it used to be very rare. And then I learned through this clip I just played, animals fly free. These emotional support animals. Well, I wish I'd known this. I would have, hey, I got 4 emotional support children. And we're all headed to Orlando. No, we're not going to Disney World. I just need them. Without them, I fall apart. What's with all that Disney paraphernalia? I don't know. And, of course, there's the cleanliness aspect and all that stuff. And I raised animals. They're not. And they're probably cleaner than humans. But, you know, I don't want to fly with a bunch of pet dander. It's enough to fly with human dander. The reason why I bring all this up is a woman was removed from a Frontier Airlines flight not long ago because she refused to let refused to let her fly with her emotional support squirrel. Okay, Rocky, I'll be your Bullwinkle. I don't understand why somebody needs an emotional support squirrel. I don't know how good a pet squirrels are. I won't lie. I've only seen them mostly at the golf when I play golf. And they seem like they're relatively intelligent, and I'll tell you why. There's a hawk that circles the location where I golf mostly. And when that hawk is up, those squirrels are gone, man. They go. When the hawk is away, squirrels come out, chewing on little nuts, looking around, you know, running around on the field having fun. But the minute that hawk shows up, boom, they are gone like a turkey through the cone. So they're pretty bright. They know how to stay away from ball, you know, golf balls and things like that. They don't seem to be too odd. So, look, I don't know how good of a pet a squirrel makes, but I think there are better pets. And I don't think a squirrel is going to provide a lot of emotional support. I can't imagine a squirrel just, you know, doing what a dog or a cat does. That's a domesticated animal that, and you, I'm sure you could domesticate a squirrel to some degree. It can know that you're part of the family. I've seen guys do this with lions, and it's amazing to me. I know a dude, man, he'll go, he hasn't seen his lion buddies for years. He'll go in there, and they just all, they're just all over him like, you know, oh, my buddy, my buddy. And I tip my hat to a dude like that, because that's a thrill seeker right there. That is a guy that, I won't do that. You know, and I guess it's the comfort level that you get and all that, but I don't have it. A squirrel can't kill me. A lion can kill me. Anyway, this woman, she noted in a reservation in a flight from Orlando to Cleveland that she would be boarding with an emotional support animal. And but it was a squirrel. She didn't tell them that it was a squirrel. And the airline said rodents, including squirrels, are not allowed on their flights. Dogs and cats, that's it. And Frontier announced on November the 1st that is all they're going to carry. Because people, as the clip said, people were bringing horses and crazy, you know, crazy stuff is emotional support. That's just crazy. So she refused to leave the plane, and they had to deplane. So they kicked her off, as they should. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to formally outline his $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Democrats on the far left, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying that number is not nearly enough, Meanwhile, moderate Democrats aren't happy, and most Republicans are far ruling out raising taxes on corporations for infrastructure spending. As far as raising taxes, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells CNN,
what the president proposed is changes to the corporate, to make the corporate tax code more fair, bring the rate from 21% up to 28%, what it was before former President Trump took office.
Pfizer announcing their COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in children ages 12 to 15. That's following a clinical trial of over 2,200 participants. USA Radio News. A man is facing hate crime charges after attacking an Asian American woman near New York City's Times Square.
A homeless man on lifetime parole after serving time for killing his own mother has been arrested in the brutal attack Monday on a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan, New York. Police say Brandon Elliott, 38, was apprehended in a hotel where he was staying that's being used as a homeless shelter. It's near the site of the attack. He was arrested at 2 a.m. this morning and charged with two counts of felony assault as a hate crime. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Witness testimony is underway in day three of the Derek Chauvin trial. Chauvin, the former Minneapolis police officer, is accused of killing George Floyd last year by kneeling on his neck for almost 9 minutes outside of a convenience store. Today's testimony began again with an EMT who testified on Tuesday that she witnessed the incident and was upset by what she saw. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I mentioned I was at the Freedom Center, David Horowitz Freedom Center, the Breakers in Florida for a few days, and a little bit of rest and relaxation, but mostly mingling, meeting people out and about. And the good news is these guys love my presentation. We'll post it so you guys can see it if you want. There were some heavy discussions and a lot of things that people sort of left the sessions feeling down about. And I get up and do my presentation, and I'm going to make a guess. I would say 80% of the people came up to me afterwards and said, Kevin, wow, what a great presentation. It was amazing. You were a breath of fresh air. You know, you give me hope and things like this. And you know what it was? It was making people laugh. I spent a lot of time with Katie Hopkins and her husband, Mark. And here's a lady that's fearless, going to South Africa to protect white farmers, combating jihad in our own home country of England, and just talking about the harrowing experiences that she's had. It's really crazy to watch. And but what a fun lady to be around. I mean, just, you know, manic in her humor. And just a great time. Ann Coulter was there, a friend of mine. And Ann, again, was typical Ann Coulter, just very rapier wit, amazing. But here's what my biggest thing was, sort of determining where do we need to go as a country and as a group of conservatives and pragmatists. What is the deal? Where do we stand? And what I will tell you is there remains a big gap between us and them, the leftists and us, and it's mostly their fault. It's 95% their fault. And I'm not playing to our side. It's just the truth. It's 95% their fault. Now, they don't recognize it. And so how do you bridge the gap between ignorance and enlightenment? How do you bridge the gap between leftism and conservatism? Conservatism is enlightening. You want to understand people's issues and problems and things. And we're asking ourselves that, what is the difference between the ignorance gap and enlightenment, or the ignorance and enlightenment gap? Every single election cycle, this has been one of the things I talked about a decade ago. I said, why do we refight the same battles? And I listened to probably, no exaggeration, 10 to 12 presentations by some of the most brilliant minds on the planet. And I said to myself, not a single person knows how to market their ideas to the left. Not one. I sat at tables with people who go to these events, spend thousands of dollars, staying in nice hotels, talking with the most brilliant people on our side, David Greenfield, Daniel Pipes, and others. And or I should say Daniel Greenfield, that's his name. And then also there was another guy, his name is Daniel Pipes, and Chris Buskirk, and, you know, people from American Thinker and all these things. And I listened to every one of them and went, you don't have a clue. You have great insights, but not a clue how to market what we do, how to sell it. And it's distressing to me as a pragmatist and a person who is a strategist who says, I'll give you an example. They were talking about all of the anti-Semitism that's in the world. And I said to a group of people, I go, and they had a movie up, and it was Shapiro, Ben Shapiro, and others, and he mostly Ben, I don't know, it's almost like he produced it. But I was watching it, and I'm standing back talking with a doctor from Hawaii, and we're both listening, and I said, I was throwing my hands up, just going like, whatever. And he goes, what are you thinking? And I said, I could solve this problem. And he goes, really? I go, yeah. He goes, how would you do it? I said, why would I apologize for being Jewish? I go, you're Jewish. His name is Friedman. And he goes, yeah, I am. And I go, what do you have to apologize for? I go, you're a sliver of the population. The Jews are not cutting off people's heads. Jews are not oppressing people's rights. You are amazing as a group of people. If you don't believe me, just go Google what have Jews accomplished in the world. I said, I would run off, if black people came to me and said, Jews, y'all own Hollywood, I'd say, yeah, and you could too if you got out of your slave mentality. What do you want me to apologize for? You want me to apologize because we understand finance and banking, because we understand how the world economy works, that we understand the value of education, the value of family, the value of religion, the value of tradition, and we've held on to it for thousands of years, and you've squandered it. You've squandered it everywhere you are, even on a continent where you have, it's all your people, you squander it. Give the Jews Africa and watch what it would become in a decade. I don't want to hear your belly aching and your bitching and your whining about whatever. I'm going to tell you there is nothing the Jews have done except give to the world. We have more patents than more technology. There's nothing you do in your life that does not involve Judaism. Nothing. So what do you want to complain about with us? It's your own excuse for not achieving something, and you should be more looking introspectively than looking at us. That's what I would say to anybody that would listen. So, anyway, he looked at me and went, wow. I said, hell, there are times I wish I was Jewish, just like there are times I wish I was white. Are you white people did this, white man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? There is nothing that you're going to say to me that's going to make me apologize for my birthright. I happen to be black. If I'm having a conversation with white folks, what do you think? You think I'm going to apologize for being black? I'm not. I'm not even going to apologize for the crap that some of my brethren do. One of the guys was having a conversation about hate crimes. And he was talking about the escalation of hate crimes and the misstating of the statistics and all this. And he said, actually, white people are third. He says it's blacks, the LGBT or somebody maybe, it's blacks and LGBT, minorities and LGBT are number one and two, and then it's whites. And I don't know where he was going to go from there. But his contention was white people are victims of hate crimes, and we're number three, but it's untold. And so after the presentation, I went up to him and I said, look, you sugarcoated that. White people are the victims of hate crimes, number one. And he looked at me like, what? I said, yeah, you're number one. I said, here's the problem. Anything that happens to you is not designated a hate crime. It's just designated a crime. But something that happens to a gay or a minority is considered a hate crime. And that's a very simple leftist tactic to say, oh, let's ignore all the crime that happens to white folks every single day because you're getting your butts kicked. So let's ignore that. But let's make real, let's put a neon sign around the hate crime. So anytime a white person attacks a black person, it's a hate crime. It gets a neon sign. It gets elevated. But the hundreds of times a day that for the one time that a white person commits a crime, the hundreds of times that crime is committed against them, it's just a crime. Not to be worried about. So what, you got your car stolen, you got raped, you got murdered, you got beaten, or whatever it may be. It's a hate crime we want to focus on. So I said, that's the reason why we have the term hate crime. I go, so do you think that when a black person steals your car, does something against you and says, yeah, whitey, take that, that's not a hate crime? No, it's just a crime, right? And he's looking at me like, and so a woman's listening to me and she's like, you're exactly right. I go, I know I'm right. There's no such thing as a hate crime. It's a crime. And does the crime matter who did it against who and what the reasons are? I don't care if the KKK goes after the Black Lives Matter or the New Black Panther or vice versa. It's a crime. It isn't a hate crime. Oh, well, his motivation was it was a white guy messing. He was mad because this dude was black. So what's that got to do with the fact that it was a crime? Absolutely nothing. But we argue this nonsense all the time. Because that's what the left gets us doing. They get us off kilter. So how do you bridge the gap? You bridge the gap by enlightening people and by pushing back. And what I said to this Jewish doctor is, I would never, there's nothing you're going to say that's going to make me apologize for my birthright. It's going to make me apologize for something that I didn't do. Or it's going to make me apologize for telling the truth. When I call those women that accuse Kavanaugh of being lying skanks, it's because that's what they are. And Fox can get mad or whatever, but who proved to be correct? Who do you think is vindicated in the end? Do you think Fox made friends by firing me over making a statement that is true? Or do you think people went, you know what? I like this guy. He said what I was thinking, and exactly what I said before. Give me a tougher word to say about somebody willing to destroy a person's life for no reason. Because I'd like a harder word than skank. So what's funny is to come to these events and watch people become enlightened. That, to me, is so amazing. And you know what? I'm going to brag a little bit. I'm so happy that daily I get to talk to you guys about this. And you're expanding my show and my reach. So anyway, we've got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the tax doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
But what's interesting is watching a lot of members of Congress enter this House who do not have that generational memory of being blindsided by, like, Reagan backlash or post-9/11 backlash, and they seem to conduct themselves as if they really do believe the majority are behind them.
And they actually are reflective and look like right. The makeup of America that is now, and the America that white Americans or conservative Americans are afraid of that is coming down the pike. Here's the thing. What Democrats need to stop doing is stop pandering to the white working class class as if they're the only ones that are part of the working class. This is the problem. When we get into identity politics, and we were told after the 2016 election, stop, you know, talking about identity politics. That's what lost us the election. No. What lost us the election is constantly pandering to a class that isn't on your side, that isn't the future of this country, that isn't the future of the party. What black Americans have shown time and time again is that they are the backbone of the Democratic Party and yet receive none of the investment from it. Right. So the idea is this. Let us stop pretending that white women and white men are going to save us from ourselves. They're not going to. They're always going to vote with their whiteness. That's the reality. Right. That's the reality that we're living in.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Did you catch the inconsistency of D2Cents, at D2Cents, if you want to contact her on Twitter, young black woman who said, well, we black people, we've been voting all this way with Democrats for a lot of time, and we ain't got nothing for it. But when you guys, when the politicians, when somebody shifts gears and starts pandering to the white middle class or the white Midwesterners in flyover country, and she's mad. You want to know why? Because they get what they want. Glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Explaining how black folks think. Because she says, white people can't save us. I agree with her on that. Nobody can save you but you. People can help you, but they cannot save you. The only person who can save you is you. And I want to circle back on a point I made in the previous segment, which is how white people vote. I want to note that you will never see politicians going to white churches to pander for the white vote. But you'll see that with blacks. Politicians visit a white church to get what? Think about it. They want the evangelical vote. They visit black churches not to get the evangelical vote, but to turn black people over and rub their bellies and then break all the promises. They don't care about the black evangelicals. They care about blacks. If you divided the blacks into blacks who give a crap about the church and blacks who don't give a crap about the church, the white folks don't care. They're like, we're not going after black evangelicals. We're going after the entire tribe. And they do an amazing job. But go back to what at D2Cents said. We ain't getting nothing for it. Why are they going to go start pandering to these white people, these Midwestern white people? Because Donald Trump pandered to those Midwestern white people because he says, I'm going to give you what the Democrats didn't. What the better question would be, why isn't Donald Trump going to get the black vote? To the degree that she would want. Why is he going into a black church and saying, hey, listen, I'm willing to work with you. The closest Trump came to it, and I'm not blaming him, is he says, hey, what do you got to lose? And you know what? Nothing. Because Donald Trump has been a rock star for blacks. But is she saying that? No, she's not. She said white people can't save them. Donald Trump has done more to save black people than Barack Obama could have done in 100 lifetimes. Do you think she believes that Donald Trump has offered any salvation? I'm not saying he's God, but does he have any salvation? And what about you white folks who she's talking about? You can't save them. You can't save her. I thought about it a little bit. And I said, aside from fighting against the tyranny of Britain at the time and forming the very United States of America where she made her comment, what have you white people accomplished for us? I'm just saying, huh? I know it's a stupid question, but I'm going to go ahead and answer it. So for starters, and I'm leaving this for you so you have little tidbits, little talking points in case you meet up with some black nationalists, but 386,000 white Republican men died to free black people from 284,000 white Democrats who wanted to keep black people as slaves. So when you're defending Donald Trump, the Republican Party, whatever your ideology is, you might use that as a reminder. I would suggest that at D2Cents and other black leftists and otherwise knuckleheads figure out how many degrees of separation they are from white people who saved America. All these black ethnocentric nationalists, explain to me, how many, do you know anybody that was intrinsic to have relatives that help save you, give you the very opportunity that you squander today or don't take advantage of today? You think you know anybody? both slaves and freed blacks, helped white people and others build the greatest country in the world. And when that world came under threat, American white men saved the world. I want to go back to what Don Lemon said before. He says, white men are a threat. They're the biggest threat that he sees. The guy married to a white man, living in a town that's 87% white, not living with the 7.4% blacks in this town, because he wouldn't dare. He sees them so infrequently, he doesn't even remember, he wouldn't even be able to name one of them, but he sees a lot of white folks in this town, but the white men are the biggest threat. These are the very men that save the world in which he lives in, the world that accepts his homosexuality, that accepts his idiocy as a leftist, that has given him an oyster. The world is his oyster, makes millions of dollars to spew nonsense, like what I just said. How many white men died in the various wars to maintain a country that produced the 44th president of the United States, a black man? Sadly produced him, but still, you want to put a feather in your cap. This country overcame slavery and the lack of civil rights for people that had his skin color to make Barack Obama the president of the United States in 2008. And it was on the blood of white men and the backs of white men. How many white men died for a country that produces more black millionaires and multimillionaires per capita than any other country on earth, including all the countries in Africa combined? That's my bet. I don't have that as an example, you know, as a statistical number, but I bet we do. Certainly per capita, I know we do. So while leftists complain of whiteness, they wholly ignore what blackness produces around the world. Oh, Kevin's preaching now. He's preaching. He's about to make some people mad. What, I haven't already? If I haven't already made some leftists mad, I actually feel bad. Because they usually get mad at the truth. What innovations have come from Africa? The motherland. The motherland, Kevin. Do you expect the next breakthrough in modern medicine to come from Africa? Do you expect it to come in semiconductor technology? Is it going to come from anywhere on the continent of Africa? And you go, oh, Kevin, they've got the Noni plant, and they've got all these indigenous plants, and we don't know where the, you know, what the medicinal properties are. Yeah, you expecting an African to go do something about it, or are you expecting the Germans? I would venture to tell you Bayer will be over there doing something if they're not already. But it ain't going to come from somebody with skin that looks like mine. That's sad to say. So don't talk to me about what's going to come from Africa. Yeah, let me tell you what Africa produces. It produces atrocities. It produces kidnappings, like the Boko Haram kidnapping of those Christian girls. It produces bombings, murder, mayhem, genocide. In more than one country. We're not talking about an isolated region. We're talking about all over the continent. That continent can't even keep its freaking lights on most of the time. In most countries. You're talking to somebody that's been there. So this is not conjecture. Moreover, I doubt that all of the African countries combined have the GDP of Texas. So explain to me what is so great that's coming out of all this blackness that everybody professes. Oh, Kevin, you sound like you're a racist against your own people. I'm not. I'm just being a realist. How about people stop focusing on how bad white people are, and we start trying to empower blacks and give them a reason to go over and support the motherland? Has MSNBC looked at the number of refugees coming from black countries? Seeking asylum in non-black, okay, white countries? Because I've looked at it. How are those blacks voting in their countries? Wait, not at all. And if they do vote, you know what they vote? They vote black. If white people voting with their whiteness is a problem, when are so many blacks fleeing to these? Why are so many blacks coming to these countries that are non-black? Allow me to answer for you afraid to do so. Far too many black countries are fraught with danger. So much so, the very people who call these countries home are forced to flee. These people want to live in civilized areas of the world. So they come to these so-called white countries. They come to countries with laws, countries that respect life and human rights. So-called white countries embrace blacks from all African countries, as well as people from the Middle East, Central America, South America, Asia, Europe, etc. And MSNBC allows racists to make these claims. How pathetic.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.